What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and a very good welcome to the studio. Elson Goh from EG Financial Services. Good morning, Elson.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to have you in today. Great topic today.
It's good to be back.
As it is normal.
Yes.
What we spend on not only birthdays, but Christmas presents and weddings. Mm. How much do you spend at a wedding?
Mm.
We had a call from Gracia a little bit earlier. $200 or north of $200. I thought that was pretty high.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know what, these days. Is it going up? Are we spending more, do you think, on birthdays, kids' birthdays, Christmas?
I'll tell you a story.
Okay.
I'll start off with I'll tell you where this topic came from. My son had his birthday party a few months ago.
Okay.
It's one of those outdoor laser shooting venues.
Fun.
Okay.
Love it.
And after the event, sprawled all over the floor, okay, is a box of expired chocolate. Well, that's an outlier. But the rest of them are gift cards and cash, as in dollar bills. And there were $50 bills all over. So, and I looked at my wife like, is this normal? And then she said that that's common these days.
Hang on a minute. How old is your son?
14.
14?
Yeah. Now, before you think, oh, this story is rigged.
Yeah.
Every time when I've always told my kids that when you have a birthday party, it's not about the presents. It's about your friends coming, enjoying the day with them. And if anybody would ask what you want for your birthday, you always reply this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just come, your presence is the gift. So
perfect.
Yeah, because, you know, really, I mean, for kids, if you say I want a stuffed bunny rabbit, and you end up getting 20 rabbits,
yeah,
right? So I always say, you know, it's your presence, just enjoy the day with your friends. But it has become, because, you know, dollar bills and gift cards. And the amount is staggering. You know, it's $50. That's quite a lot.
That seems like a lot. So we're talking about a 14-year-old birthday party. And was that fairly consistent? Like the amounts, that amount was pretty consistent right through?
Quite a few, yes.
Right,
so there were a few 30s, a few 20s, but there were quite a few $50 gift cards and cash. And that's very different from what we used to have.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
We would just ask, you know, a bunch of mates, you know, home and just hang out. And, you know, if we're lucky to get a cake, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Now, hang on. As parents, do you take a commission on that or not? Or is it purely, no, it's your son's birthday? Was he surprised?
No, apparently it has, over the years, it has been more and more gift cards and cash.
Rightio.
So that has become the norm these days.
Interesting.
Which I think, you know, I'm really surprised if his friends were the ones that did cough out that amount, because if you've got a few birthday parties together, I mean, how can you afford, right?
from a parent's perspective, that can actually add up.
Correct. And I think this conversation that we want to have is, what's the norm? What's the average? And the good thing is that we've got the answers today.
We'll come back. We'll take a break. So you've got the average on what we're spending.
Yes.
Do you think it goes up? If it was 14, does it change when they hit 16, do you think? Like, I wonder if that's a different amount again. We're gonna find out. Okay, I'm jumping the gun, aren't I? Back after this. On at 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Elson's with me, and we've been talking about what we spend on birthdays, Christmas, and even weddings. We'll get to some stats in a moment. Curious to have a chat to Simon. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, what's your limit? Do you have a bit of a guide on what you spend on gifts?
Well, we haven't actually had an invite to a wedding for quite a while, but I reckon that if you use the idea that if they're spending $200 on meals and venue and all of that, then that probably gives you a good ballpark of a respectful sort of amount. But, you know, I guess too, if you're really close to the couple, then you might just spend a little bit more.
Okay, so as a couple, if it was a wishing well, for example, you would put in a minimum of $200, maybe a little bit more.
Well, possibly, yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go. Actually, that's consistent, Simon, with Gracia, who we heard from earlier. Tell us what are some of the stats look like, Elson? What's the average?
Okay, so we spend as a nation about $20 billion in gifts each year.
No.
Yes, we do. That's a lot of money.
$20 billion?
$20 billion. Well, 19.8 to be exact.
Close enough, right?
And 44% would buy one or more gifts each month.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With a national average of about $123 a month.
So that's what we're spending. On average, $123 a month.
Correct. Now, and...
it seems like a lot.
And it's... yeah, well, it does. But it all adds up. And it seems like from your last few callers that the number is going up. Because you're talking about $200.
Plus.
Plus.
Yeah.
Correct. And it seems like the number is going up. Now, I've had a church friend come up to me and he said he's been invited to a Ritz-Carlton wedding reception.
Nice.
And then he asked, so how much should I be giving?
So he's come to you.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know.
I love that.
So he said, well, financial planners should know this, right?
That's right. So what was the answer, Elson?
I said, shouldn't it be the value of your friendship
rather
than the value of the amount?
You squirmed out of it?
Yeah,
I love it.
I did squirm it out. So thank God for the Financial Planning Association of Australia because they have done the numbers.
Okay.
And here's the average. Okay. So for weddings, the average is about
$137. Is this per person or per couple?
Per person.
Per person, not per couple.
No, per person. So on average, okay, per person, $137.
Okay.
For birthdays, it's about $50 for a child.
And are we talking 15 and under probably?
Correct.
Or, okay.
And 66 for a teenager.
Average, 66. Yeah, so it goes up a little bit.
A little bit more. So $50 for my son, well,
so
about there. Yeah, you know, transition between a child and a teenager.
What about, have you got some information on, what about Christmas gifts?
Christmas is $93, but this one is a family. So
$93. Right.
And if you've got young families, it's about average of $117.
Hang on. So that's what we're spending on the family.
Correct.
Average 93. So if we're buying for... so if I was buying a Christmas gift for yourself and your wife and your kids as a family present, that would be not $93.
Average. Correct.
Average.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
okay.
So you can see those are the averages in terms of a national survey.
Yeah.
And that, and those are the numbers. Now, obviously, everyone is slightly different. Every family is different. And your circumstances or your friends might be different. And, you know, they might want
absolutely
a bit more. but it is shocking to see that, number one, the amount, the value, the dollar value has gone up.
Mm.
And number two, I think this is where I want to talk about in terms of the solution after the break, is that it's now all cash and gift cards.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, where's that personalized touch? You know, where is that? I know that person and I know he's got a bottle cap collection and I want to add to it, you know?
Well, that's interesting you say that because if you go back many, many years, even at a wedding, for example, because we just spoken about the wedding gift set average of what, $93? $137 for a wedding. Years ago, cash was never given. It was literally presents. You would buy generally something for their home.
Mm.
I mean, I'm going back a little while.
Yes.
And then I wonder whether the whole gift registry thing's gone out the window now, and is it all cash? So not many people are doing that anymore.
No.
That didn't seem that long ago.
Correct.
They were doing the gift registry. You go to a department store and actually buy a gift.
And I also suspect that with this environment that we're living in, this Instagram friendly.
Oh yes.
Every single event has to be that look. I think the pressure is up.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
To keep up to that image.
Interesting. All right, we'll take a break. We're on 98.5 weekdays with Mike Elson's with me. We've been chatting about some amazing statistics you've got there on what we spend on gifts, Elson. Good morning, Sally. Nice to talk to you today.
Good morning.
Now, what do you do? Do you have a limit? What do you spend on gifts?
Well, when I was working, my son and daughter and their spouses used to get $250 for Christmas.
Okay.
Each. But it's considerably less now that I'm retired, and I kind of put a minimum limit of about $30 on presents a little while back, but I felt so mean when my little 18-year-old granddaughter had a birthday recently. I had to give her a $50 cash, you know, voucher thing, so not cash, a $50 voucher, because yeah. I feel so mean that it's hard when you're on a fixed income.
Sally, you're not mean. That's just being sensible. No, I'm serious. Yeah, no, that's you got to adjust, right? There you were giving 250. You've had to make some adjustments. If you're retired, I think good on you.
Yes, considerable adjustments, I assure you.
All right, Sally, really appreciate your call today. Thanks for chiming in. We've been talking about the gifts. What's some, to finish off today, Elson? Oh, hang on, we've just got a couple of more messages I'll just acknowledge as well. Thanks, Helen from Warmbro. Helen says, my kids get the option every year to have a party or present, not both. I like that. Mm-hmm. If they have a party, they get gifts from friends and family. We always negotiate the cost. My most expensive was a chimp monk's party. For the whole class in primary school, $600 later, ka-ching. Wow, that's not expensive. Leonie, cash is definitely more common now. Our budget is between $5 and $10 for friends. They've got a budget, they stick to it.
That's good.
Is that a good thing?
Okay.
And then even Sally, yes. Right, had to make some adjustments, right?
Correct. So here are some general tips
for
listeners to take away. Mm-hmm. Number one, bring back the handmade gifts. I know every time when I say this, people go, oh, I don't want your daggy, you know, stuff that you make at home.
I like them.
So I decided.
I agree.
I decided to bring in a sample. So I know you can't
surprise.
See this.
Yes. Elson, what is that?
So I've taken up whittling as a hobby.
My goodness.
So really, it's just a bird.
Wow.
Carved out of wood.
That is beautiful.
And, you know, if someone were to give me this for my birthday, I'll be over the moon.
That is.
I mean, it's a few months of work, but.
That, honestly, you have crafted that. That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So, hashtag bring back handmade gifts.
I love handmade gifts. I mean, it's a bit like what kids do in primary school, right?
Correct. You know, back then. You know, we used to do the hand bracelets, you know, the friendship bracelets, you know, and it really means something, you know.
It does. Well, I've still got a coffee mug that my daughter made in year, I think it might have been, it's probably, how old is she now? It's probably 25 years old, 26 years old. Wow. But I've still got it.
Lasted that long.
It is. But I just got to keep it. It's a great memory.
Yeah. Okay. So handmade gifts, number
like
one.
It. Tick.
Number two, group giving. You know, back then when we were growing up, you know, a lot of things that we wanted to buy, they're all very expensive. So we all pooled and chipped in together.
I like that.
So that's a very good way of, you know, buying something that is, you know, sensible, something that is usable.
I like that.
Sometimes
idea.
If it's too small, can you imagine if you are getting married and, you know, all your guests come together and then.
Yeah.
Buy you a house. Not a house. You need lots of friends for that.
Yeah, that's some good friends, Elson.
Yeah, but maybe a car, you know? Yeah. And I think that would really be a good head start.
Or chip in.
Yeah, correct. Rather than, you know, having 20 toasters.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, that's right.
So group giving, I think that's something that, you know, hashtag group giving, you know, let's bring that back again.
Yeah.
And buy something sensible.
Yeah.
And then the last one is, you know, can we have that personalized touch, you know, either giving of time or giving to the hobbies that the person would have, you know, the bottle cap collection back then for us was the belt buckles. You know, we used to have big belt buckles, you know, with our jeans.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what you collect.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can add to the collection. I just feel that that's a lot more personalized. And can we get back to that as a society rather than just,
dollars.
You know, correct. And I suspect that if we don't do anything down the track a few years from now, it will be tap and go, you know, because everything is digital. You don't even need a gift card anymore. And I've just transferred $50 to you, and I'll see you next year. You know?
Yeah. It's interesting you mention about time, because I know it depends. And if you know, we did this with our granddaughter, gave her some time away. It was a just literally some time away for I think it was an overnighter.
Oh, wow.
So rather than spend money, we spent money on that, but it was having that one-on-one time rather than just another present.
That's right.
But knowing that every child is quite different, but that was what she appreciated was time.
Mm.
So that's a great gift, just to write a nice card and say, hey, we're going to spend the afternoon together.
Yeah.
It's it, just one-on-one. And I'm sure a lot of kids would appreciate that instead of just the money going into the account.
Let's start a revolution.
I like it, Elson. Now, this is where's this going to end up? So, is this a gift for somebody?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
When's your birthday, Mike?
Well, actually, a couple of weeks' time. I was just going to drop a hint there. I'm glad you asked. Nice segue. It's coming up in a few weeks' time, Elson. So maybe when you come back next time, this would make a lovely birthday gift for me. But I better hand it back to you, and we'll let you finish that off. Elson, good chat. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks. Good on you, Elson. My guest in the studio this morning has been Elson Goh from EG Financial Services. And we've been chatting about what we spend on gifts.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.